This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Hey, so anybody out there remember Datsun, what Nissan used to be called in this country before it was Nissan? Nissan said today it's going to revive its old and affordable brand that dates to the 1950s. But this time, they're going to make it really affordable. They're talking as low as $3,000 per car. Not for here, of course. It's for developing countries. India, for instance. So what kind of car can you get for $3,000? Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has that story.
Mention the idea of a $3,000 car, and most people think it's a joke. Lawnmowers on steroids, somebody told me. But auto analyst Michelle Krebs says automakers like Nissan aren't laughing.
This kind of vehicle is not a joke among the automakers because they know that the emerging markets is where their future audience is.
But to get a car's price tag down to $3,000, what do designers have to toss out first?
Well, okay, just off the top of my head.
Bernard Swicki is with the Center for Automotive Research.
Airbags, anti-lock brakes, electronics, stability control, certainly a degree of emissions control.
Not to mention oomph, count on a tiny engine, manual transmission, lots of plastic, and it's a hatchback.
And it may be that the hatch wouldn't even open.
That's Gary Vasilash, editor-in-chief of Automotive Design and Production. We caught him on his cell phone, sitting in the cute new Toyota Scion IQ. He's test-driving the $16,000 car, luxury compared to no-frills mini cars like the Tata Nano. Toyota chopped the price on the Scion IQ in part by chopping down the back seat.
I guess if you were driving with the Keebler Elves, you could put three of them in the back.
But when Nissan comes out with that ultra-cheap Datsun for India and China, just remember, they'll market it to people now driving three-wheeled contraptions, motorcycles, and even scooters. In their case, four wheels and a motor might not sound so bad. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.